agencies and producers to see if any attracted any interest. A few weeks later, veteran producer Aaron Spelling said he wanted to do Lost, and ABC ordered a pilot script from a Spelling writer. When the script arrived in December, Braun hated it. A rewrite in January was, if anything, worse. Warned that the show would have to be delayed a year, Braun insisted he'd get a new writer and salvage it. "With ABC in fourth place, we have to swing for the fences," he told Lynn. "I have a feeling this is going to be a home run." She agreed. Braun turned to J.J. Abrams, the creator of Felicity and Alias, the closest thing ABC had to a hit, and did everything he could think of to interest him in the project. Finally, Abrams agreed to think about it over the weekend. Heather Caden, who worked in ABC's drama department, introduced him to a promising young writer named Damon Lindelof. They hit it off, and at their next meeting, Abrams was excited. He and Lindelof had a new idea. Besides the group of castaways, the survivors of a plane crash, there would be something else on the island, a sinister, unseen presence. But it was now February, too late to complete a full script. Braun and Lynn would have to greenlight the project without a script. The year 2004 was the first in which Braun and Lynn had been granted the authority to approve the new schedule. In prior years, Iger had retained the right to make the final decision in consultation with Eisner. This year, eager to distance himself from the floundering network, which was clouding any possibility he'd ever succeed Eisner, Iger had ceded control, at least in principle. Lynn had reservations about approving a show like Lost without a script. Still, she admired Braun's passion for the show and agreed with his argument that ABC had to try something different, something that, in his words, would make noise, that would be so big, so different, you can't avoid it. Lynn threw her support behind Lost, and Braun, in turn, backed her favorite project, Desperate Housewives, a combination of soap opera and satire about a group of suburban women from creator Mark Cherry. Lynn had been looking for a show that would appeal to women, a group she felt the networks were ignoring in their rush to air procedural police dramas. HBO's popular Sex and the City was finishing its run, leaving open Sunday evenings for a must-see women's show. Lynn had even hired Sex and the City director Charles McDougall. When Braun and Lynn met with Iger to go over all the projects they'd approved, he was amenable to Desperate Housewives, but critical of Lost. "This is a waste of time," he said. "It might work as a miniseries, but not as a series." Lost also kindled bad memories of Twin Peaks. Just as Twin Peaks creator David Lynch had never known who killed Laura Palmer, and as a result the show devolved into an incoherent mess, the creators of Lost either didn't know or wouldn't say who or what the mysterious presence on the island was. Iger's response was a clear invitation for Braun to kill it, but instead Braun openly defied him, despite the new spirit of cooperation and collegiality that both were supposed to foster. Braun urged Abrams to finish the script, began casting the show, and assigned a team of pre-production people to shepherd it. Steve McPherson, head of Touchstone, was so hostile to the project that Braun threatened to banish him from casting sessions. Eisner was similarly dismissive. At one of their meetings with Iger, he came in through the connecting door to his office and sat down.